Welcome to The V-Word, using the airwaves to educate and advocate to end sexual and domestic violence. I'm Carol Olson, your host, and we have started to take The V-Word on the road. In our first stop to interact with rape crisis and domestic violence shelters and advocacy agencies or activists around the world is Iceland. Their rape crisis center, Stigamot, agreed to let us come by and visit. So my interview is on site with their development person and their education and outreach person. So here I am. Thanks so much for letting me come by your center and introduce yourself to our audience.
My name is Steinunn Guðjónsdóttir, and I work at Stigamót, which is a feminist grassroots organization that works against sexual violence. We do counseling for survivors. I work here as a fundraiser, but I also do all kinds of other education and outreach work.
How did you in particular decide you want to do work in this type of agency and do activism?
I guess I was a young feminist and really wanted to work in this kind of work. I had like a feminist enlightening when I was 18. There were other young feminists that were publishing books about feminism, and I just kind of like I read them and was really engaged with what they were saying. And I was seeing at that time, this is like 15 years ago, I was seeing a lot of like how pornography was starting to influence pop culture. I was really worried about that because I hadn't really noticed it in such a sharp way before. That's where it came from. And then, you know, one thing leads to another. I started gender studies, and then I started working for UN Women, and then I ended up here.
Where do you see this organization going and furthering the impact? You know, you have education started, you feel like influencing the culture, and you're influencing the laws and legislation. Where do you go next? I mean, what are your hopes for how you're gonna go with this organization?
There's a lot of work that's undone that we need to do. Last year we saw a boom in the people that seek our services. We did a fundraising and outreach campaign last year. We did raise a lot of money through the campaign, but we also did receive like a bunch of people coming to Stigamót seeking counseling. So it's clear that there's a lot of need for counseling services, and we still need to strengthen our services and even add more counselors so that we can actually provide what all those people need. In terms of lobbying and the work that we do in society, we still have a completely broken justice system. I mean, we here in Stigamót, every year we meet around 150 people that have been raped. And we see the number of the percentage of those people that have actually pressed charges and went and gone to the police, there are like 10% of them. So people are not going to the police because they don't trust the justice system. They don't trust that anything is going to come out of it. And I understand why they don't trust the system. That's because the police is receiving hundreds of charges every year, but we are seeing the number of sentences are like less than 10. Every year. So all those cases are just being dropped.
Have you ever heard of End Violence Against Women International? They have, it's called Start By Believing, and they train law enforcement to start believing victims and train them how to interview and how to engage, how to prosecute from a victim-centered orientation. So now they have campaigns. They've branched it out, so there's campaigns in like police departments and universities and centers like yours all over America. Do you think something like that would work here?
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure that would help. I'm not sure that it would solve the whole problem. It would definitely help. And there has, I think things have been done in the last maybe 10 years to try to train law enforcement and judges and prosecutors. And it has impacted the cases in some way. But still there is a bottleneck there somewhere that I don't know what it would take to for those cases to be more successful in the justice system. I think it also has to do with just with general equality in society. I mean,
right.
The justice system in general is just very male-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly men that work there, and the judges are mostly men, and the law has mostly been written by men. So I think we need to see a little bit more radical change.
Right. Do you see your agency leading that change? Like being the activist out there to, you know, reduce misogynist values and raise a feminist culture?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we try to... I mean, I'm not saying that we should be the leading organization, but this is what we support.
Yeah.
And we would support all efforts in trying to change this kind of culture and
And you have your domestic violence service is separate.
Yeah.
Two different. Do you collaborate with them?
Yes, we do. And in the beginning, we used to sit on their board, and they had a representative on our board. Today, it isn't intertwined like that, but we collaborate a lot. I mean, and every time that the government asks for representatives for this or that to form some alliances to do
mm-hmm.
violence work, it's those two organizations that come there.
So tell us about your programs.
So at Steomode, we offer individual counseling for
uh-huh.
women and men that have experienced sexual violence. And here we receive grown-up people, so you need to be 18 or older to come here.
Uh-huh.
However, people are really very often talking about violence that they experienced in their childhood or in their adolescent years. We also do self-help groups, and these are structured groups with 4 to 6 individuals in every group, and they meet for 15 times over the course of a few weeks and focus on specific topics.
Mm-hmm. How do you think you've impacted the culture here, and are you changing society through your work?
I would like to believe that we are changing society, and I'm pretty sure that we are. We have I think that Steomode has impacted a lot the rhetoric around sexual violence, and also and culture in a way. I cannot say anything about if we have reduced sexual violence in Iceland, but I think we have been able to impact a lot of the shame and the guilt and all the rhetoric around that, the victim blaming and victim shaming. And we do offer counseling and support here for survivors of sexual violence, but also, and as importantly, we are also a political organization
mm-hmm.
in a way that we cannot keep silent about what we hear here in our rooms when we sit
right.
down with survivors. We also need to amplify these voices and speak out and demand a better society. So we are constantly knocking on the doors ministers and politicians and all kinds of organizations and asking them to do things better, and that has a lot to do with the justice system.
Awesome. So do you work in changing legislation and rules?
Yes.
Then
yeah.
And so do you have people that just work with your government?
Not really. I mean, we are not a big organization. We have I think we have 11 people that work here now. 9 of them are counselors
mm-hmm.
and don't engage a lot in the political work, although
right.
they do support it. And then we have the spokesperson and myself. So it's we do a lot of activism, and we write articles, and yes, we do work with politicians. We invite them here for coffee, and we go and meet with them at the ministries and
mm-hmm.
and at their offices and everything like that. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's mostly we participate in the public discourse around sexual violence, and we try to influence people to act and
okay.
do stuff.
What do you think is your biggest campaign that you've done?
We were very proud when the legislation on prostitution was changed in Iceland.
Okay.
It was in 2010, and that came after 10 years of campaigning and lobbying for the new legislation. Our legislation in Iceland is that it's not illegal to sell sex.
Okay.
So the prostituted person is not criminalized in any way. However, it's the purchase of criminal, the purchase of sexual acts, and this comes directly from our experiences. People that come here, women come here that have been in prostitution,
mm-hmm.
and they have told us about all the violence that comes with it, and we've seen the consequences, and that sparked the flame to try to change and decriminalize the prostituted person, but still trying to tackle the sex industry by criminalizing the purchase. And this happened in 2010, and the year before, strip clubs, essentially the shops that sell women's bodies, were also criminalized.
Do you have a problem with sex trafficking in Iceland?
Yeah, like the rest of the world, we do.
Do you have any last words for our listeners that to how they can help change the world and make it safer for women?
If something makes you angry, just don't sit down and just be angry. Just channel the anger into activism and do something about it. And try to do it fun and have fun with it.
Yeah.
Because that it gives you so much back. It's so easy to feel that like you cannot do anything.
Right.
Like there's just so much injustice in this world that you just become overwhelmed
yeah.
by it. So next time and if something makes you angry, sit down, be angry about it for a little while, and then channel it into something fun.
Okay.
and engage other people with you.
Well, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
You've been listening to our interview with Stenin Guðjónsdóttir from Stigamot, the Rape Crisis Center in Reykjavik, Iceland. I'm Carol Olson, and I produce the V-Word in the studios of WIRLP 97.3 FM. The V-Word is a weekly radio broadcast providing information and discussing issues related to sexual and domestic violence. To hear past shows, go to thevword.us. And to support independent radio, learn, volunteer, or donate, go to wrir.org.